Nature, what does it really teach us?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing, Why Won't They Listen? Well, Ken, many scientists tell us that when they look at nature, they see evolution. When Christians look at nature, what should they see?
Well, it's rare nowadays when you watch a nature show on television when you don't get at least one reference, sometimes many, to evolution. You often see a propaganda piece that declares that there's a world of death and struggle that's been evolving for millions of years. You know, in the book of Job, we're told to let the beasts, the fish, the fowl of the air, and the earth teach us. They declare to us that God made everything, and that the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind is in His hands. But like evolutionists, we come to the wrong conclusions about God if we just looked at nature. We have to use God's word as a lens to understand what we see. You see, nature is full of death, bloodshed, disease, and suffering. But when we put on our biblical glasses using the lens of the Bible, we can see the handiwork of the Creator, but we can also see and understand the effects of the judgment because of our sin. Only the Bible explains this world of beauty and also the ugliness.
One of the most asked questions we receive is, if there's a God of love, why is there so much disease, suffering, and death in this world? Discover more when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on death and suffering. Next time you're in front of your computer, visit AnswersRadio.com.